friend of mine who is a priest works with drug addicts, helping them to overcome their addiction. He doesn't judge nor reject them. He tries to build a good relationship with them, showing them the respect many of them don't have for themselves. He truly shows them God's merciful and loving face. Today's Old Testament reading tells us that God's love is revealed to us through His mercy. We read in the Book of Wisdom, "You are merciful to all, because you can do all things and overlook men's sins so that they can repent." Yes, you love all that exists. Today's Gospel communicates the same message. It is a story about a tax collector called Zacchaeus, who is a social outcast, and yet he became Jesus' follower. Christ revealed to him his love even before Zacchaeus decided to change his life. Visiting Jericho, the Lord could easily have missed him because he was sitting up in a tree. But Jesus saw him and knew his heart's desire. That's why he said, "Zacchaeus, come down, hurry, because I must stay at your house today." His openness to a senior tax collector upset the Jewish people. They all complained when they saw what was happening. However, the fruit of that encounter was great, not only for Zacchaeus, who experienced an authentic joy of heart, but he also decided to share his possessions with the poor. By building a relationship with that public sinner, the Lord showed those around that they didn't have to wait to be holy before they could encounter Him. The same is true today. God's love always precedes our repentance. Our spiritual transformation becomes a reality when we begin to understand that we are loved and accepted as we are. In His mercy, Jesus knocks on the door of our hearts continuously. We just have to open the door and welcome Him, embracing His grace with trust and joy. We read in the Book of Apocalypse, "Look, I am standing at the door, knocking. If one of you hears me calling and opens the door, I will come in to share his meal, side by side, with him." Jesus respects our freedom and will never force us to do anything against our will. He is extremely patient. He wants to walk with us in our daily lives. I think the best time to open the door of our heart to the Lord is during Eucharist. Every Mass celebrates His life-giving sacrificial gift to us. We will never comprehend that mystery while on earth. That's why each of us is a little bit like the short Zacchaeus. We are all limited by our narrow human perceptions, but the Lord is not worried about our limitations. He's happy that we want to catch a glimpse of His face. He knows our desire to look at Him from the different trees of our lives. He understands that we long for His loving presence, even though we often don't want to admit it. Sometimes people tell me that they don't know how to invite Jesus for a spiritual meal. Some don't understand what that means. Others are not religious and feel uncomfortable even to pray or talk about faith. If you are one of them, please simply say, in faith, "Jesus, I open the door of my life to you. Please enter. Be the Lord of my heart. I offer you myself and recognize you as my Savior. Nourish me with your grace of everlasting life. Grant me life in abundance so that I may share it with others. Brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be worried about choosing sophisticated words when we pray. Let us not complicate our relationship with Christ. He's there for us even when we don't know what to say and feel broken and miserable. As Jesus brought the salvation to Zacchaeus' house and saved what was lost, he invites us today to accept his salvation again. He wants to set us free from any bondages, including from our love of money and status. Let us remember that no matter how much we struggle in life, he is always there to help us and keen to join us at